Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 18, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about EBANX and Amazon announce partnership in Colombia. Samsung partners with Bambuser to drive customer engagement. Facebook launches app to boost SMEs social commerce engagement. Titan launches new watches with NFC payments in India. Flipkart integrates Paytm's e-wallet at checkout. Delivery Hero launches online food delivery and quick commerce in Japan. Tencent invests US$63 million into Flipkart amid China row. Apple launches an online store in India for the first time. Now let's get started. EBANX and Amazon announce partnership in Colombia. Brazil-based fintech EBANX and Amazon have announced a partnership in Colombia to boost local digital payments. Once the solutions are available, Colombian consumers will be able to pay for purchases within Amazon in their local currency and use local payment methods. This is the first step on a strategic expansion of the two companies in the region, according to a company announcement. The partnership with Amazon leverages advanced technological products that are aligned with EBANX's vision of increasing access to the digital economy with a focus on the customer. EBANX is a unicorn fintech company with Latin American DNA. It has operations in Brazil, Mexico, Argentina, Colombia, Chile, Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Uruguay. In early 2020, the company entered the B2C world, with the launch of EBANX Go, a digital payments account with virtual and physical cards for Brazilian consumers. Samsung partners with Bambuser to drive customer engagement. Samsung has partnered with live video experts Bambuser to create Samsung Live, an interactive broadcast experience where consumers can purchase products in real time online. Premiering on Friday, the 18th of September 2020, the event will feature an array of secret guests who will act as co-host. The event will focus on the launch of Samsung's newly announced foldable premium phone Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2 5G, which goes on sale to consumers at the same time. This is not the first time Samsung has tested live video shopping. An earlier pilot trial that was broadcast on Samsung's own website was well received, according to the company. Products were presented in collaboration with some of Samsung's ambassadors. In the next stage of Samsung's live shopping strategy, they are adding to distribution via partners Expressen.se, D.se, Feber.se, giving customers even greater convenience. The Samsung Live concept has been developed by the influencer agency Relatable, production and implementation of Bonnier Brand Studios in collaboration with the live video company Bambuser. Facebook launches app to boost SMEs' social commerce engagement. Facebook has announced it will be launching Facebook Business Suite, allowing SMEs to interact with consumers, manage and receive messages, notifications and alerts in one place. With fewer customers walking into stores and restaurants during the pandemic, small businesses have had to find new ways to sell and reach customers online. Facebook's free tools and personalized ads are advertised as a viable e-commerce alternative for businesses looking to tap the direct-to-consumer approach in e-commerce. The new interface aims to help businesses save time and stay up to date by managing their pages or profiles across Facebook and Instagram. It allows them to post on both platforms at the same time, and manage and receive messages, notifications and alerts in one place. They can also easily see what's working and learn what's resonating with customers with Facebook and Instagram Insights. Facebook Business Suite was built for small businesses first, but this is a long-term investment to make this the main interface for businesses of all sizes who use Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Titan launches new watches with NFC payments in India. India-based manufacturer Titan has launched a new series of watches that will have Titan Pay for contactless payments. For this, Titan partnered with the State Bank of India, SBI. Users will be able to make payments just by bringing the phone closer to the POS machines, which are available in most shops, restaurants, petrol pumps, etc. Titan Pay-enabled watches are not smartwatches. Users who have an account with SBI, YONO account holders, will be able to use Titan Pay. Payments up to $27 can be done by just taking the watch near the POS machines, whereas, for transactions more than the set amount, users will be required to enter their PIN. In order to achieve this functionality, Titan uses a secure near-field communication, NFC, chip which is embedded in the watch strap. The NFC chip is developed by a Canada-based startup company, Tapi Technologies. This chip can be embedded into any wearable to make smart payments. Flipkart integrates Paytm's e-wallet at checkout. Flipkart has started integrating Paytm's e-wallet on its platform, although it continues to compete with its PhonePe solution in the online payments market. According to ET Retail, Paytm's e-wallet and Unified Payments Interface, UPI, integration on Flipkart is already being offered to users gradually, and it would be available to everyone soon. The initiative comes as large retailers, although allow multiple online payment methods for consumers, they only integrate their own e-wallets, like Amazon Pay on Amazon India. Initially, digital wallets were introduced to facilitate faster payments and refunds for transactions on their platforms through a closed-loop e-wallet. Furthermore, it was reported that Flipkart will complete the launch before Diwali sales, and one of the reasons the company is integrating Paytm is to reduce cash on delivery orders in non-metro markets, where the Paytm e-wallet is a preferred payment option. Both Flipkart and Paytm confirmed the development, ET Retail stated. Delivery Hero launches online food delivery and quick commerce in Japan. Delivery Hero has announced it is launching operations in Japan, under its brand Foodpanda, aiming to expand its footprint across Asia. Delivery Hero's regional brand Foodpanda will roll out its service to 6 inaugural cities: Kobe, Yokohama, Nagoya, Sapporo, Fukuoka, and Hiroshima, with plans to keep expanding its footprint in Japan continuously. Beyond ordering food, Foodpanda will also launch quick commerce locally, where customers will be able to get household products, including groceries, delivered to their doorstep. Being one of the world's largest economies, Japan holds a great potential for online delivery. A recent study from Statista predicts that the Japanese online food delivery segment will experience a revenue growth of 23.6% in 2020, a spike from the 14.4% seen in 2019. Since this potential is still largely untapped, Delivery Hero is confident about its ability to gain a strong position in the market. Delivery Hero has a strong presence in 39 out of 45 countries in which it is operating across Europe, Latin America, Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa. Delivery Hero also operates its own delivery service primarily in over 600 cities around the globe. Tencent invests $63 MLN into Flipkart amid China row. China-based technology conglomerate Tencent has invested nearly $63 million in Flipkart, according to regulatory filings of the holding company in Singapore. According to ET Retail, the filing was sourced from business intelligence platform Paper.VC, and reveals that Tencent holds 4-5% stake in Flipkart, where US-based Walmart is the largest shareholder with over 80% stake. Moreover, the funding might be part of the broader Walmart-led investment of US$1.2 billion announced in July 2020. However, Flipkart declined to comment regarding this subject. This comes at a time when India has been taking multiple steps to limit China's influence on the economy, including changing foreign direct investment (FDI) rules, especially when it results in strategic influence. Therefore, among the total 224 Chinese apps banned in India so far, the government has banned other products of Tencent such as PUBG Mobile Lite, WeChat Reading, WeChat Work, and Tencent Weiyin. Furthermore, it was reported that Chinese investment in Indian startups jumped to almost US$4 billion in 2019, compared to around US$2 billion in 2018. Apart from Tencent, Alibaba Group is the other large strategic Chinese investor in India, and its portfolio includes Paytm and Big Basket, ET Retail stated. Apple launches an online store in India for the first time. Apple has announced it will launch an online Apple store in India on the 23rd of September 2020, offering Apple's full range of products to customers across the country for the first time. According to the press release, the new online store will provide customers with the same experience found in Apple Store locations around the world, delivered by online team members who are ready to offer their expertise. Through the online Apple Store, consumers are enabled to shop for Apple products, with online Apple specialists available to help with anything from custom configuring any Mac to setting up new devices. Customers can get advice, receive guidance, and learn about new products directly from Apple, both in English and Hindi. Moreover, with financing options and an available trade-in program, the Apple Store online offers a range of affordability options. Students can shop for a Mac or iPad with special pricing, and receive discounts on accessories and AppleCare Plus. Besides, in October 2020, customers can expect free online Today at Apple sessions led by local creative pros, focused on photography and music. Just in time for the festive season, signature gift wrap and personalized engraving will be available for select products. Engraving of emoji or text in English, Bengali, Gujarati, Hindi, Kannada, Marathi, Tamil, and Telugu will be available for AirPods, and English engraving will be available for iPad and Apple Pencil. Furthermore, all orders from the Apple Store online will ship with contactless delivery. Orders that do not require a signature will be left at the customer's door, and those that do will need only a verbal confirmation from a safe distance instead of a written signature. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.